I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I know what you're thinking. Zach, are we ever going to see the Franco-Dutch War? I promise, history friend, we are, and rather soon. But first, I've been sitting on something for a while, and I felt that this was the best time to bring it out into the open. WDF asks, what is it and why should you care? Well, WDF asks is a curious kind of show. It serves the purpose of being able to address old issues that I've raised in previous episodes, or clear up strange inconsistencies, which have emerged as I've progressed in the When Diplomacy Fails timeline. Its purpose is that it will make things easier for you to understand, be very digestible, and also give you a new angle on old issues you may have thought we left behind. Of course, if we leave the definition of WDF asks at least somewhat vague, then that means we can also tackle current issues and questions as they arise in the future, which is always fun. One of the things I hate about history is how it can sometimes leave me scratching my head. Sometimes I come across a fact or opinion put forward by a historian that makes me second guess what I thought I already knew, and then I realise that's what history's all about. It's about challenging what you thought you knew, about learning new things, and testing new ideas against old ones. It's about debate, about people, about issues, and about great stories. If you're lucky, it can also involve great storytelling. This is what WDF Asks aims to bring to the podcast table. When Diplomacy Fails' podcast format has enabled me to jump all over history in the past, which is great, but as you know, we've settled into our Age of Louis in the last few episodes, and we're slowly building towards his great wars that so shaped France and Europe itself. The problem is, though, by following a story through different episodes, we sometimes don't have time really to dwell on issues that truly stand out, or investigate things that, while they may not necessarily affect our story in the long run, they still form an important part of it. As a result of this, we've missed some debates in history that I would have liked to have dwelt on for longer than I got the chance to. Case in point, the first question, which WDF asks, we'll cover is that of, is Westphalia overrated? When I covered the 30 Years' War over 3 years ago, I was something of a podcast noob even at that stage. There was a lot I thought I knew, but there was also a good deal which I didn't know. You know by now that I'm willing to admit when I was wrong, but I'm also interested to learn new things. I thought I understood all there was to grasp about the Peace of Westphalia, which ended the 30 Years' War in 1648. I thought I understood its implications, its significance and its value. Now having investigated the era which followed directly after it, it's hard not to have second thoughts about it. While redoing the 30 Years' War special is something I wouldn't necessarily be adverse to in the future, by addressing this question in a format like WDF Asks, I can give my more matured perspective on Westphalia, at the very least, if not the 30 Years' War in general. If you still don't see the value in this endeavour and you're screaming at me right now to stop inventing new ways to drag my usual episodic schedule out, I appreciate what you're thinking. On the other hand, it's my podcast, I'm 25 now and I do what I want. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. Jamie. And that's what I think of you and the 238 other people who corrected me. Really though, there's a danger that I'll never cover important questions in history if I don't break from the regular formula every once in a while. I'd like to be able to keep this show current, and I feel the best way to do that is to be equipped to deal with pressing questions that come to mind as I advance through history. You can help me out too. If there's a question you feel needs addressing, it can be a debate or a controversial, loaded question. Whatever you can think of, send it my way and I'll store it up for the future. Oh, perhaps I should have said this at the start. WDF Asks isn't about to take over our usual programming. I thought it would be handy to inject it here in between the Second Anglo-Dutch and Franco-Dutch Wars. But once we've asked about Westphalia being overrated, we'll be moving right back into Louis XIV's world. Typically for future reference, though maybe you shouldn't hold me to this because I'm Zach, I like to keep WDF Asks between 3 and 5 episodic blocks. So if your question seems fundamentally philosophical, I probably can't help you. It won't be overtly academic either. Of course, I'll have the usual suspects of sources behind me, as well as some new ones, which I may make you guys aware of, but I'd like to think of this series as a kind of personalized discussion of history, sort of like hardcore history, but I don't want to label it in case something should turn up and then people are like, oh, this isn't hardcore history at all. What I'm aiming for, guys, is a casual but still informative style, so that when we do cover things in some detail, you hopefully won't notice that I'm dropping a load of knowledge on you. I'm also going to work on my pitch and speaking style so that hopefully at the same time as us getting in depth about a certain topic, my voice won't sound bored or monotone, and you won't be able to describe When Diplomacy Fails as the kind of podcast you could go to sleep to, even though I must admit, my dulcet tones have sent me to sleep in the past. Sometimes when I listen to my older episodes, I come close to cringing out of my skin by how exact and regular my tone is. In fact, I have been told by some people that my older episodes actually have a kind of musical note to them, because every sentence almost sounds exactly the same, in a certain respect. But such is podcasting life, and until I do remaster everything, those old episodes can stand as a testament to how much of a learning curve podcasting represents. Well, to me, anyway. Our first installment of WDF Asks may take as long as 3 weeks, and I hope you'll give it a chance if you're still not convinced. You see, part of the challenge of podcasting is that you always want to expand your audience because you want more downloads, obviously, and the best way to do that is by constantly inventing new ways to appeal to the listener's curiosity. Maybe you don't think Westphalia is overrated, maybe you couldn't care less if it is, but maybe, just maybe, you'll tune in to the first episode of WDF Asks and see for yourself. That's about it, really. This is probably the shortest podcast episode I've ever released to you guys, so we've just made history in that sense. But I didn't want the introduction of the concept of WDF Asks to be tacked on to the very first actual meaty episode, and I didn't want it to take away from the content of the first investigation that we do. So, I released it separately. I'll be calling WDF Asks a series from here on in, but don't worry, that doesn't mean it'll be another Britain Goes to War, as I've said. Because above all, I'm simply curious. I want to know what the story is behind the Peace of Westphalia, and whether it really was all that it's cracked up to be. Perhaps I'm being selfish, but really you only have yourselves to blame if you thought we were just going to march all straightforwardly into Louis XIV's greatest hits. If you'd like to join me then, since the first episode will be out on Monday the 7th of November 2016, then that'd be swell. I'd also like to officially announce here, since I haven't managed to quite yet anywhere else on the podcast, that www.wdfpodcast.com is now live, so please visit our official website and have a mess around. I would like to add that it's because of your guys' support, through money mostly, that I've been able to launch this website and kind of keep it up in existence. So let me know what you think and tell people about it. My dream is for it to kind of become the hub of everything WDF, so if things go well and you guys like it and keep in touch with me about things you recommend for it, etc., then hopefully that dream will be realized. Obviously, it goes without saying by now, you should buy the t-shirt or I will find you and I will make you wear a hideous bright yellow one. Saying that though, I'm probably still going to buy that one as well because I gotta buy them all, don't you know? They'll be worth millions someday, really. So with all that said, thanks for stopping by and for giving me another chance to wow you with new content, hopefully. Thanks again to all those new donators and to those who have either bought a t-shirt or pre-ordered the book so far. Search A Matter of Honor and my name anywhere if you're interested in the latter part. And that's about it, guys. I'll see you all in the first episode of WDF Asks. Thanks very much for listening.